And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We've got about, 15 minutes left and time for us to look at the finance week that was. And it didn't take very long, actually. Normally, Sikonathi will send you an email from his email address. And last year, it was taken over by Avuziwe, and I see it's happened again. Sikonathi, good morning. Good to have you on, sir. Okay, we see trying to find Sikonathi Mantshantsha. He's not there. No. We're going to try and get him on. But it's no use stressing about these things, eh? We'll chat to Sikonathi when he is available. He's going to be chatting about Telkom, Lonmin, Massmart. It's raining retrenchments. And we can't really say hallelujah. But so we'll be chatting about that. Then Tito Mboweni and government delegation will fly to Davos. And that'll be on the Swiss International Airlines is what they're going to be using. And the president is staying here. I think the president's gotten the picture that he should be in the country more than he's out, because he's got a couple of challenges and a looming potential downgrade. Anyway, Sikonathi Mantshantsha is back. Good to have you back, sir. Sikonathi, of course, the associate editor at Scorpio, the Daily Mavericks investigative unit. You well?
I greet you. Good morning, Cape Town.
Are you back in the land of the smoke?
I am back in the land of the living, in the Republic of Johannesburg.
I see. Wonderful. And please renew your passport before you visit Cape Town. But let's talk about Telkom, Lonmin, Massmart, you name it. It's raining retrenchments.
It is quite a terrible time to be looking for a job in this country, where we already have a real unemployment rate of about 40%. Telkom this week said it would retrench about 20% of its staff, 3,000 people, or it's in a process to retrench about 3,000 people. Lonmin has retrenched 4,800 people after buying Sibanye has retrenched 4,800 people after buying Lonmin in a transaction in 2019. The good thing there, the slightly good news there, Kino, is that about 500 jobs have been saved from the initial 6,000 that Lonmin had, Sibanye had said it would have to retrench. But Massmart as well says it may have to retrench about 1,400 people as it closes some of the branches of Dion Wyatt stores. Yeah. Edcon is not a listed company. It's a big business that has been in trouble for quite some time. It's been closing some of the branches. And of course, with that goes some jobs. Edcon has not said exactly how many jobs it has lost, but it has closed one of the biggest branches in South Africa, which is the Rosebank branch, and quite a few others of Edgar's stores. It's raining retrenchments, and there really are no jobs being created in this low-growth economy.
If one looks at the Western Cape, you have Saldanha Steel as well. So there's another example
ArcelorMittal has also had to retrench people as it closes Saldanha Steel.
Aye. And what's this as a result of? May I ask a stupid question? Is it this overperforming star economy that we live in that struggles to get to 1%?
That stupid question is not so stupid at all. I'll tell you, do not believe David Mabuza, the deputy president, when he says this economy is growing, that's why we don't have electricity. It's obviously been growing for quite a while, that's why we're having load shedding. The job losses are one, because companies are not able to make profits to survive. To make enough profits to survive. Others are not even making profit in the case of Edgar's stores. They are not making profits, and the situation gets even worse year in, year out as the administered prices, I'm talking about things like the cost of electricity, keep rising, and taxes, of course. Each time Finance Minister Tito Mboweni stands in Parliament, either to announce the budget or the medium-term budget, along come tax increases. This year we have now, we are having things called carbon taxes and sugar taxes. They are all eating away in the in what's left in the pot, the little that's left in the pot. So the economy is not performing, and of course we're having even many and more people year in, year out, looking for jobs that they are not able to find.
And then, of course, let's not also forget the unions, who are very happy to help businesses on the spiral downwards to save a few jobs that shouldn't even be there because those businesses are overbloated in the first place.
You know, if trade unions looked much further than the next debit order from employed people who are members of their union subscription fee, if they looked much further, they would actually be helping business lower the cost, ensuring that even more people would be employed in 3 to 5 years' time. We'd have more employment than we have now, which will benefit the trade unions because more people would then join trade unions. But as you have seen in the case of South African Airways, and as you have seen Comrade Ivan Jim the past week saying, we are going to shut down the whole economy if they continue retrenching people. Now, shut down the whole economy in order to get everyone that's already at work out of the workplace. And, of course, that excludes trade unions as long as they still are receiving any premium. So the trade unions have been keeping the cost of doing business very high, unwittingly helping raise the unemployment rate, which, again, unwittingly, they are costing themselves the opportunity to survive. Because if they are choosing to only service the 6 million or 10 million currently employed people, whereas you have another 8 million that could be members tomorrow if you allowed costs to go down and more jobs created. But, you know, we don't go to the same schools of economics.
No, thank heavens. Sikonathi Mantshantsha, your guest, and he is associate editor at Scorpio, which is the Daily Maverick's investigative unit. So that's the whole issue on, you know, the retrenchments in South Africa, definitely reigning retrenchments. If you want to call in and talk about where you fit into the scheme of those things, then absolutely please do give us a call on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. Here's a question from a listener. Our last couple of words that we've had. Would the unions accept that all their employees, for example, take a 20% wage cut instead of 20% of them losing their jobs?
I won't answer for the trade unions, but I can tell you that I know what is Ivan Jim's or any trade union's response to that. You know, let's remember this. Trade unions themselves are capitalist businesses that are in the service of providing, or that are in the business of providing services
yes.
to employed people. They sell a service in this case, which is to say, we won't allow your employer to do as they need to do or as they
please. Sure.
And their business is to protect whatever current benefits employees have, current members have. They don't have a business of looking at much further down the road and say, but if we allowed South African Airways, for example, to collapse, and Comair can then employ even more people and even more airlines domestically can come in, like they did in the route between Cape Town and London, where you have a lot more competition and a lot more flights going on, 25% more than when SAA flew in that route. They don't have that ability to see beyond the next paycheck.
Yep. And let's move on to Tito Mboweni. Shap, shap. You know, government delegation to fly to Davos. He's also having fights with his very own party. Hold on, who's surprised about that? And they'll be flying on, what is this, Swiss International Airlines?
Tito Mboweni told the media yesterday at the pre-World Economic Forum breakfast where the delegation that he'll be leading to Davos had to give us an update as to what it is they'll be talking about in Davos. One journalist, Mariam Issa, asked a question. How are you flying to Davos? Tito Mboweni said, I'm flying Swiss International Airways, and that used to be Swiss Air, by the way. Make that of what you will. The implication of that is South African Airways will not be flying the South African delegation to Switzerland, because it may very well be that South African Airways will not exist beyond this weekend, as Business Day has said. If Tito Mboweni and his government, the National Treasury, do not pay up the 2 billion rand that they promised when South African Airways was placed in business rescue 2 months ago. That money is due any day from now, but the Treasury does not have the money and does not have the mechanisms to transfer the 2 billion rand. Part of the pre-business rescue capitalization fund, 4 billion rand, that was advanced to South African Airways. Tito Mboweni has said, if this business cannot exist on its own 2 feet, then we have no business keeping it alive. He repeated it yesterday. He said, we will tell the World Economic Forum that in South Africa, we are busy trying to change the structure of the economy, including allowing businesses that cannot work to collapse. Amongst them is South African Airways, which employs 10,071 people. That business, Kinochemist, for the past 25 years has been making losses. It only in the last 25 years has made one profit. That was in 2010 of about 140 million rand. It has lost cumulatively 28 billion rand in net losses. And the South African government has given it 57 billion rand. That is 57 plus 9 zeros in cash bailout, saying every year this thing will turn around, it will work, it will work. Mm. And for 25 years, it has not worked. And for the 86 years of South African Airways' existence, it has not been able to survive without government support.
Quite frankly, it needs to be allowed to close down. Maybe someone else can come and buy up the assets and start a new airline and just own the whole thing. We can't keep putting taxpayers' money into this stuff.
I challenged NUMSA, which is the biggest trade union there, which says you cannot close South African Airways. It can work. I said, okay, we can sell it to NUMSA for 1 cent.
Oh my gosh, Sikonathi. Thank you very much for that, Sikonathi Mantshantsha, with your Finance Week. That was.